Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an old-school DNB drop from scratch in Ableton Live 12, but we're not just making a loop, we're thinking like an arranger, like a producer who understands tension, payoff, and phrase movement. The goal here is a proper drum and bass drop that feels alive. Classic break energy, tight low end, reese movement, and enough variation that the section keeps evolving instead of just spinning in circles. So let's get into it. First, before we write a single note, we set up the architecture of the track. That's a big deal in advanced DNB. Don't wait until the end to think about arrangement. Build the form from the start. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for that old school jungle and roller energy. Then create a simple arrangement roadmap and the timeline. Mark out your intro, your build, your drop, your switch, your second drop or variation, and your outro. We want phrase logic from the beginning. Use 8-bar and 16-bar blocks. For this lesson, a really strong approach is to make the first drop 16 bars long, with a clear change around bar 9. That immediately makes the section feel like a real track section, not a 4-bar loop repeated twice. If you have a reference track, drop it into a muted audio lane and use it only for spacing and structure. Don't copy the sound. Just study how the energy moves. Now let's build the drums. Old school DNB almost always starts from a breakbeat. That break is the soul of the rhythm. You can drag a classic break into simpler or into an auto track if you want to keep it as auto. If you want more control, slice it into a drum rack so you can edit hits individually. If you use simpler, try slice mode. Set the transient detection so the kicks and snares are clearly separated, and shorten the decay so the ghost notes stay tight. We want movement, but we don't want sloppy tails smearing the groove. Then reinforce the break with a clean kick and a solid snare layer. The kick should be focused in the low end, somewhere around that 45 to 70 Hz body zone depending on the sample and key. The snare needs a nice crack on top plus enough mid-range to cut through. A good starter chain on the break is EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless sub rumble, and if there's a boxy low mid buildup, notch that out gently. Then a little drum bus can add glue and attitude. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 5 to 15%, and don't overdo the boom unless you specifically want that effect. On the snare layer, saturator with soft clip on and a few dB of drive can really help it speak. Why this works is simple. The break gives you swing, history and movement. The reinforced drums give you impact and translation on bigger systems. That blend is essential for old-school inspired DNB. Now, here's an important mindset shift. In DNB, build the groove around the snare, not the kick. The snare is the anchor. The kick supports the movement, but the snare is what tells the body where the backbeat lives. So place your main snare feel around the classic 2 and 4, but don't just think in straight grid terms. Add ghosted break hits around it. Those tiny hits are what make the groove breathe. Add a few kicks to support momentum, but keep them concise. Don't crowd the pocket. The bass needs room to answer. If you're programming MIDI, vary the velocities. Main snares should be strong. Ghost notes should be much lighter, and the timing can be pushed or pulled slightly to restore that played human feel. Tiny offsets matter. If it feels too perfect, it'll sound more modern than old school. At this stage, the drum loop should already feel like it has energy on its own. If it doesn't, fix that before you move on. A DNB groove has to run even without bass. If the drums don't make you nod yet, keep working the swing and the density. Next, we build the sub. Keep the sub simple, deep, stable. This is not the place to get clever. Use operator with a sine wave. Turn on mono. Keep glide very short or off unless you want specific slides. The sub should live low, usually around 40 to 60 Hz depending on the key. Put a utility on the sub chain and keep the width at zero, or use bass mono. The low end must stay locked to the center. If you want sidechain movement, use compressor lightly and tune it so the kick breathes through without the whole bass line pumping unnaturally. When writing the sub line, think restraint. Short repeated notes, bass, call and response. In a roller style, you can hold a note across a couple of drum hits if it still breathes. In a darker jungle vibe, stepwise movement and little answers to the snare work really well. Here's a pro move. Duplicate the sub to a parallel chain, distort only the copy, then low pass it so you keep the clean fundamental but get a little harmonic grit in the mids. That gives you character without messing up the foundation. Now we bring in the reese or mid bass layer. This is where the drop starts to sound like DNB. Use Wavetable or operator to create a restyle sound. A strong starting point is two saw-based oscillators, maybe with a touch of detune and moderate unison, but don't go overboard. Filter it with a low pass, add a bit of resonance, and modulate the cutoff slowly with an LFO. If you want darker movement, keep the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz area for the mid layer. Set the LFO tempo synced, maybe a quarter note, half bar, or even an eighth depending on how busy you want it. Then add saturation to bring out the harmonics. A few dB of drive goes a long way. Put EQ8 on the res and high pass it around 90 to 140 Hz so it leaves room for the sub. If the stereo image starts getting too wide, use utility to control it. You can widen the top end a little if needed, but the core should stay manageable. Now, don't just think about bass notes. Think about bass phrases. In old school DNB, bass often speaks in sentences. Bar 1 says something. Bar 2 answers it. Bar 3 changes the idea. Bar 4 gives you a little pickup or fill. Sometimes a one-note res is stronger than a busy line if the rhythm is right. The movement can come from phrasing, filter automation, and note placement rather than constantly changing pitch. This is where call and response really starts to matter. Try structuring a four-bar idea where a drum hit leads, then the bass answers, then the snare or break accent hits, then the bass closes the phrase. That back and forth is classic DNB language. The drums say something, the bass replies. You can split the bass into separate MIDI clips for sub and mid-bass. That gives you more control. Then use clip envelopes or automation to mute or filter the mid layer in certain bars. That's a really efficient way to create section-specific changes without cluttering the arrangement view. If you want a slightly more aggressive edge without losing the old-school character, let the res open up at the end of a phrase. Small filter movements and subtle distortion changes every four bars can create momentum, without sounding overproduced. Now let's arrange the full 16-bar drop. Think in four-bar decisions. Every four bars should justify its existence. Bars 1 to 4 should establish the core groove. Keep it confident but a little restrained. Let the listener lock into the drum identity and the bass relationship. Bars 5 to 8 can deepen the groove. Add a few extra break edits. Open the res a little more. Maybe bring in a slightly different kick pickup or a ghost note variation. Bars 9 to 12 should introduce some kind of twist. A small drum fill, a reverse crash, a bass answer pattern, or even a brief drum mute can make this section feel like it's lifting. Bars 13 to 16 should feel like the payoff. Let the bass phrase get a little heavier or more syncopated. Increase the drum density slightly, or use a final pickup that makes the next section hit harder. A really useful old-school trick is to add a one-beat fill at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. It doesn't need to be huge. In fact, small and functional usually works better than dramatic and messy. You can also throw a short reverb send onto a snare hit right before a change. Just enough bloom to signal the transition. You can automate auto-filter on the res across 8 bars so it opens gradually. That gives the impression of rising energy without turning the whole drop into a cinematic build. In this genre, subtlety is often more effective than obvious sweeps. Also, don't underestimate negative space. If everything is full all the time, the groove loses impact. Sometimes removing the bass for half a bar before a key hit makes the return feel huge. That empty space is part of the arrangement. Now let's talk transitions and effects. Use Ableton's stock tools to keep things tight and functional. Echo is great for a quick delay on a snare hit or a bass stab. Reverb works well on sends, so you can throw a little space onto key transition moments. Auto filter is great for tension. And if you resample a fill, you can reverse it and use it as a tiny pickup before the downbeat. A simple but effective move is to resample one bar of drums, reverse a small slice, and place it right before the drop point. Fade it under a crash or impact so it feels like it's pulling the listener forward, but keep your effects short. In DNB, the transition should drive the groove forward, not turn the drop into a big washed-out breakdown. Now let's mix as we arrange. This is important. Don't wait until the section is done before you worry about balance. In DNB, if the mix isn't managed while you're composing, the drop can collapse as soon as the bass and drums start sharing space. Check the basics as you go. The sub should be mono. The kick and sub should not be fighting each other. The snare has to cut through the mid-bass. The low mids need to stay controlled. And you want to keep harsh buildup around the 2 to 5 kHz range in check. Use EQ8 to carve low mid mud from the bass if necessary, maybe around 180 to 400 Hz. Use utility to keep the low end centered. On the drum group, glue compressor can add cohesion with only a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB on peaks. Drum bus can also help, but use it for cohesion, not destruction. And keep headroom, don't chase loudness at the arrangement stage. Let the master breathe and aim for around minus 6 dB peak while you're still building the section. That gives you space to make decisions without everything clipping apart. A really good workflow is to group your drums and bass separately, then compare them against a reference at the same loudness. If the track sounds huge but the drums disappear, the arrangement still isn't working. Now for the secret weapon. Resample your own work. This is one of the fastest ways to make a DNB drop feel finished. Print the drum and bass loop to audio, chop little sections from it, and bring that audio back into a new track. That lets you create tiny fills, stutters, and pickups without overcomplicating the MIDI. Resampling is also great for happy accidents. You might shift a bass stab by a few milliseconds and suddenly the groove feels better. Or you might catch a fill that would have been annoying to program from scratch.